Right, well,
Mr. Taylor, reel 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, it must have been York, because I got demobbed, as I say, and I got my demob suit.
What was the process of demobilisation?
I couldn't say. I just went there and I can't remember any
details.
Did
they give you a medical before you came out?
Yes, I had a medical. I can't remember it, but I know I had a medical. And I don't know where it was. Whether it was in the same place when we got issued with our suits, you know, our demob suits and that. And what else after that was home and that's it. I can't remember a great lot. Unless you were, you know, you thought something else, but I cannot think of anything else.
When you got home, demob, what did you do then?
I went back to work.
You said in the brewery?
Yes, I went back, I took my job over. I think I must have had just a few weeks' leave, I don't remember. But I went back as a second man, which I hadn't had a driving licence. And I went back as a second man on the beer wagons. My father was foreman. We lived actually in the brewery, so it wasn't part of Gawley. And about 1947, I got a learner's licence. And then it was a couple of years before I got a chance to go and be testing, and I got me driving. And I was driving for the brewery.
You said that when you left the army, they paid you extra money, was it saying?
Yes, well, I had a piece, not the full sheet, because I mean, I lived on my own till I was 47. You know, I didn't marry till I was 47. And all these bits and pieces from the army, they got neglected when you're just living freelance. And I had a piece with, it told us, I'm not sure, it was 177 or £77 odd, that was what I got in payment for me, you know, me back pay from the army, where I just couldn't find the payment anywhere.